Thank you, Chair. Your Excellencies and distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor to deliver the national statement on behalf of the Korean government at the second International Conference on Nutrition. The double burden of malnutrition is a major issue that all member states face. Although many countries are exerting efforts to combat malnutrition, not all policies and programs have been successful. Considering that national surveillance requires lots of scientific evidence and know-how, it is important that member states make active contributions to promote information sharing and cooperation to address malnutrition. In this regard, Korea commends the FAO and WHO for their mediating roles and efforts in developing evidence-based policies and programs and providing technical support. Identifying the unique nutritional problems and nutritionally vulnerable groups in each country may be a good starting point to combat malnutrition, given that diet is closely associated with culture and local environment. Korea, for instance, has a surveillance system, the Korean National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, to monitor health and nutrition status in Korea. According to the survey, one out of every three adults is obese or overweight, and sodium intake is more than double the recommended level of FAO and WHO. On the other hand, we need to come up with support measures to cope with low nutrition problems among elderly with chronic disease, which is growing with increasing size of elderly population, and to help tackle micronutrient deficiency and obesity in low-income group. Against this backdrop, the Korean government has legislated law concerning nutritional policies, such as the National Nutritional Management Act, the Support of Dietary Education Act, and the Special Act on Safety Management of Children's Dietary Life. Moreover, the government endeavors to reduce the intake of sodium, sugars, and fats, especially trans fat, by promoting the nutritional support program, NutriPlus, nutrition labeling, education, and campaigns. All of these programs will harmonize the international planning of nutrition management. In terms of food system, Korea is shifting its focusing from quantity to quality. The government is moving away from striving to supply sufficient amount of food to promote a new paradigm that focuses on improving diet and nutrition, quality control of food, and safety management. This shift is in line with a framework for action to end all forms of malnutrition suggested by FAO and WHO. Member states need to recognize malnutrition problems as social issues and take a comprehensive approach considering that various factors such as nutrition, education, food production, culture, and environment influence people's diet. Moreover, it is important to realize that it takes not only relevant government ministries, but also relevant businesses, researchers, and civil society to overcome malnutrition. We also need to secure abundant amount of scientific evidence and technology that is necessary to reach consensus among stakeholders with different views. The consensus reached among stakeholders will allow us to restrict relevant rules and regulations with their clear policy directions and take a whole-of-government approach. The FAO and WHO can have such efforts of member states by promoting nutrition as an important global agenda and providing scientific and technical support. The Korean government will do its part by sharing its policy and experience and providing evidences based on the surveillance system. Thank you.